Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, January 21st. Lots of snow on the ground this morning and more expected today. Snow squall warnings continue throughout Bruce and Gray counties. We could see another 10 to 15 centimeters. Let's check the Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highway 21 has reopened from Amberley to Kincardine, but remains closed from Kincardine to Southampton, and Bruce Road 23 is closed from Bruce Roads 15 and 20. Highway 9 Kincardine to Walkerton has reopened. Otherwise, driving conditions on highways and county roads around the region reported as snow-packed with sections of drifting snow. We do have some bus cancellations and school closures to pass along, brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All school buses in Bruce and Gray counties are canceled today, except for buses into Teeswater and Lucknow. Those are running. And a long list of school closures. All public and Catholic schools in Saugeen Shores, Kincardine, the Bruce Peninsula, including Amabel Sauble, Aaron Eldersley, and Chatsworth are closed today. Issues with waste collection in Georgian Bluffs prompted an apology from the mayor. Sue Carlton read a statement during a recent council meeting in response to complaints from residents about their curbside garbage and recycling services.
We agree that the current frequency of incomplete, missed, and failed collections is not acceptable. And we are seeking to address this to the fullest extent possible under the terms of the contract we currently have.
Carlton says the township shared its concerns with Waste Management, its contractor for curbside waste collection. You can join a growing group of men that gives back to local charities. The 100 Good Men Who Give a Damn meet four times a year to nominate local charities. Each member puts up $100, and then they vote to decide who they should support. Founder Don Day says their next meeting scheduled tonight at 7 at the Best Western Inn on the Bay in Owen Sound.
We get educated as to what these charities do in our community, and at the end of towards the end of our meeting, we take a vote and decide who we'd like to support.
And in national news, U.S. President Donald Trump's first day in office did not include tariffs against Canada, but he's still waiving the threat of that happening as soon as February 1st.
We're thinking in terms of 25% on Mexico and Canada because they're allowing vast numbers of people. Canada's a very bad abuser also. Vast numbers of people to come in and fentanyl to come in.
Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister, Melanie Joly, says she and cabinet colleagues have been in regular contact with members of the incoming U.S. cabinet.
In the U.S., our goal is first and foremost to prevent tariffs, second to prepare a response, and thirdly to think about long-term how we can make sure that we can diversify our economy, our markets.
Meantime, Ontario Premier Doug Ford says if the U.S. imposes new tariffs on Canada, American liquor producers will feel the pinch.
And I've sent a direction to the LCBO, if these tariffs come, to clear off every bit of U.S. alcohol off the shelves.
The LCBO is the top purchaser of alcohol in the world, and Ford says losing its business will hurt America's alcohol economy. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. The Maple Leafs are the third team to get to 30 wins after defeating Tampa 5-3. Utah beat Winnipeg. Buffalo lost to Seattle. The Kings played their first home game since the wildfires. There was a pregame ceremony to honor the firefighters and first responders. Pittsburgh took the win. Bruins defeated the Sharks for a 14th straight time, a streak that spans almost 8 years. Connor McDavid was suspended 3 games for a cross-check to the head of Vancouver's Connor Garland. The Blue Jays signed Anthony Santander to a 5-year, $92.5 million deal. The 30-year-old hit a career-high 44 homers with Baltimore last season. Ohio State won the national title with a 34-23 win over Notre Dame. Buckeyes held off a late comeback from the Fighting Irish to capture their first title since 2014. And reports are Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson will be the Bears' new head coach. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. One game in the OHL tonight, a Midwest battle between the Kitchener Rangers and London Knights. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack have a home game against the Barrie Colts at the Bayshore. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Flurries, squalls, and blowing snow today, 10 to 15 centimeters. Snow squall warnings continue around the region. Cold as well, a high of minus 12, feeling more like minus 20. Tonight, another 10 centimeters of snow and a low of minus 18. Flurries and blowing snow tomorrow and minus 12.